good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock today in the Arctic Air Studios. We'll turn morning into afternoon, hopefully, with you fine folks in San Angelo on ESPN 960 here in the Hubaplex. Talk 103.9 FM, news, money, sports. You could already be texting in. You know what we do on a Friday. You tell us the most Texan thing you have done this week. We got a lot of Tech baseball to look at. And as the Pac-12 burns, Texas Tech roster for basketball maybe solidifying just a little bit over the last couple of days. And it's random fill-in-the-blank team name Friday. Last week it was Random Ranger Friday. Today is Random Astro Friday. Bring us your random Houston Astros from over the years. We had so much fun with that last week. We thought we'd do it again today with the Astros instead of the Rangers. 806-855-3712 for you to get in on the text line. Use the 806, or it goes to the angry man out there in Florida who will not respond. He doesn't even respect you or your text. 806-855-3712. If you're listening on the apps, thank you. If not, there's still time. Operators are standing by. Download today, kkm.com. or wherever you get your apps for Talk 103.9 FM. That way you can keep right on listening to the Rob Bro Show if you're outside the Lubbock area. The station is on Twitter, I see. It says right there, at Talk 103.9 if you want to follow it. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. We come back in the evening with a daily broadcast. Check out what we do at TheRaiderland.com. We archive everything there. We'll have a couple of Diamond Talks for you this weekend following Tech baseball games there in Oklahoma. So it's at Ryan Hyatt Media to keep up with us there on Twitter. He's Rob Bro, at Rob Bro Show on Twitter, third of the Gambling Gauchos, king of hat of the day, and host of the Rob Bro Show, his own self from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
There we go.
Let me push the right buttons in here.
That's a lot of buttons in there.
Well, not really. I'm just not very good at pushing them.
And they put them where they're hard to reach, right there in front of you.
That was my. I had to push it with my left hand there. That sometimes creates an issue.
I kind of I like the older radio consoles. You know that you got all sorts of buttons and different things that sliders, and it looks like you're producing a Tom Petty album in about 1980.
Yeah.
You know, with the what we have in there and the way it looks.
When the buttons are light up.
Sometimes.
But the they're all lit up. It's just, if it's on, it's a little brighter.
Right.
So sometimes I look down and say, all right, all the lights are on. We're good. But it's not really on. You're just seeing the lights from every other button on the board.
That is.
There's no separation anymore under the hood.
Yeah, like running an older space shuttle in there on some of that stuff today.
It's like an airplane board.
Yeah. Kind of is. A little peek behind the curtain for the people who always wondered.
Anyways, we're in program now.
Meanwhile, we are allegedly broadcasting today. We've got all sorts of different stories going on. The Colorado Board of Regents, by the way, has released their agenda, and it sure looks like they are discussing legal matters regarding to athletics, which that could be anything, right? That could be, how do we pay Deion Sanders a whole bunch of money? How do we get the hell out of the Pac-12 and go to the Big 12? Anybody want to take a straw vote on that? So we'll see what transpires on Monday. But the Pac-12 people doing their best to not freak out about what Colorado is doing right now. Now, our question of the day, and it is Random Astro Friday, so shoot us the random Astros of your life today, 806-855-3712. Looks like the Commanders, the Washington football team, will finally be wrestled away from Dan Snyder to about the tune of $6.05 billion. Wow. But you do get a really antiquated, it was bad when it opened stadium there at FedEx Field or whatever they call it these days. So you got that going for you. In honor of the Commander's cell, you can own any pro sports franchise anywhere in the world, anything, any professional sports franchise. Which one would it be, and what is the first thing you do? The first edict as owner that you issue out and send out around your company, around your franchise. Hi, I'm the new owner, and guess what? This is what we're doing, or this is what we're not doing, or we're changing this immediately, or every Thursday is calzone day. Whatever it would be, that you get your hands on a certain franchise, what are you going to do? The first thing, the first thing that you're going to do. Really sets the tone, I think. Rob, you know, when the new owner comes in, you got that first meeting and saying, by the way, this is, you know, this is how we're going to do things from here on out regarding this. So we've got that today. Have some fun with that. It's Friday. This thing's supposed to be fun. 806-855-3712 for you to text in on the question of the day on Random Astro Friday. We do have Texas Tech baseball tonight. Rob, we have discussed not necessarily ad nauseum. I think that is a little bit too much Latin for us on a Friday. But we have discussed for a couple of weeks the idea of maybe the rotation changing, trying a few different things on Friday. And obviously, Tim Tadlock listens to our show, right?
Yes.
I mean, monitors it. If he can't listen to it in real time, I'm sure there's a grad assist or somebody who is monitoring this program at all times, what the Gambling Gauchos do.
They go back to the podcast.
They go back to theraiderland.com. They are desperate to know because they have made a change. And I'm in favor of it. I like what we're looking at now. It's going to be Mason Molina getting the ball tonight in game one of the series, 6:30 start, ESPN+. Saturday it will be Trendon Parrish, who had been going on Sundays. And Saturday is 100% TBA, throw best arm, whoever that may be at that time. It's James Hitt. You remember him, Jamie Hitt? Yeah, it's James Hitt for Oklahoma, 2-0, 4.25 ERA. They are TBA Saturday. And then Braden Carmichael going on Sunday, the left-hander. They're going to trot at least two, maybe three left-handers at you over the weekend. But I like the move. A lot of different reasons why I like it. We have seen over the last several years, the trend has been to have what you consider to be what we used to call your ace pitcher. What used to be just unquestionably everybody in college baseball, you threw your ace on Friday night. He was your Friday night guy. Well, that had flipped around, particularly in the Big 12 over the last several years, where you took your theoretical best guy and you had him on Saturday for a couple of different reasons. Either you were going for the series victory on Saturday, or you were trying to avenge a loss and even up the series so you could win it on Sunday. The thinking also began to prevail a little bit the same way for really good teams, that what you were doing is you were setting up a natural logical progression for when you got into postseason play, particularly the NCAA tournament, that if you were a one seed, or even a two seed, it really didn't matter, but particularly a one seed, that you weren't going to, quote, waste your ace on a four seed, that you were going to go hang 10 runs up on them most likely anyways. So you were setting that up during the regular season, also for postseason play, that it would play out that way. Well, this year's different. The scenario is different now in the Big 12. The scenario is different for Texas Tech. You're not really playing for a one seed right now. And as you reach this part of the schedule, boy, you better hope that you have hit the part of the schedule where you've already played the toughest teams, and that theoretically your two and your three guy should have a slight advantage, if not a decided advantage, over the opposing teams two and three. So from that standpoint, go ahead and get Molina used to the Friday night role, the first game of the series, because that's probably exactly how you're going to need to pitch it when you get to the NCAA tournament, whether it be in the regional or if you're fortunate enough to get to a super regional, that at that point you're going to most likely need Molina leading off your staff. So do it now. Get him used to it. Good time to do it. You are coming off extended rest with the by utilizing him last week, you know, when you played. So, Rob, I like it. I think it sets up very nicely. He can hopefully conserve pin on Friday, and then you've got basically everybody available Saturday, Sunday, minus maybe, depending on what you would do in the eighth and ninth. Let's just say he can pitch you to the seventh or sixth even.
Yeah.
That you got nine outs to get tonight. Is that a Beckel? Is that a Free? Is that a who's that? And then we go to Saturday and we figure it out from there.
Yeah, so here's what you can do now. If he gets six innings or five innings, you go Beckel for six, Robinson for six, or Free for six, whatever it is. Maybe Free's out first and then Beckel closes. Or you could bring Gurton out first.
Yes, you could.
and let him pitch the final four innings if he's fresh, or then let Beckel close. And then you have the entire staff on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Literally the entire staff besides your two starting pitchers.
Against teams that you should be able to handle.
Yes.
That part of this is also predicated on the idea of you better start scoring some runs on Saturday and Sunday. This offense needs to be the Dan Lawfield offense wherever it goes now. you can no longer have the, hey, we're going to score 10 at home and 4 on the road. That has to end if you're going to make this work. So I like it. I like it. Everybody has a plan until it starts, though, and we'll see how it goes tonight. It puts a lot of pressure on Molina, but you know what? If you want to be the ace of the staff, you got to walk around, you got to handle pressure. Might as well find out right now. 806-855-3712. You can own any pro sports franchise. Which one would you own? And what's the first thing you would do? We also have Random Astro Friday today. Give us your favorite random Astros. And then whatever else is on your mind, if you want to discuss some Tech baseball, how do you think they'll do this weekend going from here? You tell us. We'll get to the text line here on the other side. We'll let it stack up just a little bit. We see you out there. We're glad you're getting in. 806-855-3712. We're due up our first timeout of the day. It's going to be a fun Friday, taking you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro coming to you from the Arctic Air Studios. Going to 1 o'clock, ESPN 960 San Angelo, Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Random Astro Friday. Give us your favorite random Houston Astros. Then most Texan thing you've done this week. What is that? That's every Friday. And you can own any professional sports franchise. Which one do you own? What's the first thing you do if you own that franchise? What's the first rule you send out? Doughboy checking in early here on a Friday, unfortunately, working this weekend. But I hope the boys have an awesome weekend in Norman and take down OU. By the way, OU still sucks. That's Doughboy, the resident trucker in Raiderland. Guns up trucking. If you see him, give him a wave. Also says he'd own the Braves. Lifelong fan. Love baseball. So you own the Braves. What's the first thing you do? What would you do? There you go. Random Astro nomination. Your favorite, C.J. Nikowski. What year was he in the Astro organization? Years.
Who called the games against the Twins? Because I listened to one of them, and they never said his name, and they never showed him on TV. I watched one of them.
Yeah?
I watched like a game and a half. Or no, it was the Royals. Not the Twins. The series against the Royals, CJ was not there, I don't believe. I really enjoyed whoever it was. It could have been David Murphy.
Yeah, because he's done some.
But if it was, why does he not do them all? He was much more enjoyable. I didn't want to punch my TV the whole time. I didn't feel like I was being talked down to as a baseball fan, because that's how CJ Nikowski sounds. Like, he knows everything. I don't know. Also, Dave Raymond, I know it's TV and people call it differently, but he doesn't ever set the field or...
Yeah, that there,
give the score,
there
the
are still things you can't see.
You just have to read the bug to know anything that's going on.
Yeah, but like you say right there, there are still things you can't see defensive alignment on a TV broadcast.
Yeah, they don't paint the picture. They just have a conversation the entire time.
Right.
Like, it's not a podcast. Call the game.
I would agree with that.
Anyways, that's enough for me.
No, that's good.
I just hate the Rangers broadcast. I want to watch the games. I can this year. I logged into the Bally Sports app via my Optimum subscription.
And somehow it worked.
It worked. I can watch all the Rangers games. Still don't want to, because they're so brutal.
We
Sans Emily.
We have a listener texter who has a problem.
Uh-oh.
Says, I need lunch ideas ASAP for the Mrs. and I, somewhere you wouldn't usually take the kids. And then there's not one, not two, but $3 signs after that.
Drive down Milwaukee and stop at the first Mexican restaurant you see. There's several.
There's just a slew of them.
Yeah, Picosos, Alberons. There's several down there.
Yeah, just... What's that, the pho place, District 1?
Yeah, District 1 on 19th and Quaker. It's very good. Pho.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, pho. Yeah. Not pho. The right way to pronounce it is pho.
Yeah, it's pho.
You know. Pho.
Yeah.
Give me some of that pho.
What do you got?
Pho pho.
Meatballs. Raw meat. You're putting raw meat in there? Well, it cooks in the broth there, right?
And their egg roll there, huh?
The egg rolls are very good. So are the dumplings. Fried dumplings.
I guess texters can text in very quickly, like, good lunch ideas for the listener who is... It's $3 sign, so I don't... What are we on the Michelin star scale here or something? Like $5 signs is like really expensive. Four is three is moderate, I would think.
I also, you know, I'm not a fancy guy.
Breaking news.
The another place, I don't remember, it might have also been on Milwaukee, Pauly Berto's. I went there and got a California burrito the other day.
That may be,
it's asada.
That may
French
be on
fries.
Frankfurt. Is that the one over there on Frankfurt by Lowe's? They've got a couple of locations.
Oh, there's two. Yeah. I think that's the same place, though.
Yeah.
I think there's two of them.
Yeah.
Or Roberto's? Pauly Berto's?
Yeah. Well, there's Pauly Berto's.
Anyways, the California burrito, it's asada, French fries.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff in there. It was very good.
Nice.
And the green sauce. The green sauce was delicious.
You know, doing this show during the lunch hour, you know, if we could change anything, you know, it would probably be not doing this show during the lunch hour.
If you were in charge.
If I bought a sports franchise, the first thing, maybe not do it during the lunch hour every day, starving to death. Question of the day, you can own any pro sports franchise. Which one would you own? What's the first thing you do? We can visit with you about Red Raider baseball. How do you feel about Molina going, the change up in the rotation? Then we have Random Astro Friday. Give us your random Astros. 806-855-3712. Do these guys qualify as random Astros? They're too good, in my opinion. Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio, the original Killer Bees.
It's Roberto's, sorry.
Roberto's. Okay. Either way.
They're both good.
If it ends in O's,
yeah,
you're probably okay.
Yeah, I think, and with the Rangers, it's so easy because for so long they just weren't very good.
Mm.
You had a lot of guys move on to better teams, but didn't see a lot of success as Rangers.
I mean, like a random Astro would, I mean, for me, you know, like, I don't know, Alan Ashby.
Yeah, somebody not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Texter would buy the Cowboys professional football team. You've heard of them. Fire McCarthy, sign Lamar Jackson, draft a bunch of offensive linemen.
I don't want you as the owner.
No?
No.
Which part of that did you not love?
Well, are you making Lamar Jackson the head coach? Like, who are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't sign Lamar. You have to trade for him.
Right. Texter loves Polly's on Frankfurt. Polyboro.
It's also good. That's just not the one I was thinking of.
Because I think there's also one on 34th. Seems to be the same group. Like 34th and...
But Roberto's is what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Either way. Well, I'm looking forward for updates from the texter on, you know, what they end up deciding on, how the lunch goes.
And if it's a date, it's right by Ravi's, which you can go get those pre-made drinks to go. The last time I went to Roberto's, I'm not a snitch, Ryan, but there was a couple parked in their truck in front of Roberto's.
Okay.
How do I say this? A strong skunk smell
was
going around. And I don't know if they had just eaten or just gone to Ravi's, but they were enjoying their drinks in the truck with the strong skunk smell.
With a strong skunk smell.
And I got my food to go and left before they did because I didn't want to drive around them. Should have called the
animal control or something. There's some people skunk smuggling.
Yeah.
Texter.
I don't know what it is, but they're also drinking from little bottles. I don't know what it was.
Texter, we're doing, not. This is a different one, we're doing a J&M on 34th for catfish.
Ooh.
I don't think I've ever had the catfish from J&M.
You know, a lot of places do fish options.
Oh, yeah.
On Fridays around
here. McDonald's. You got your fish option.
Also McDonald's. You know? Though I think the need for fish is past on a Friday.
No, well, I mean the hardcore need, but yeah, right. Or you know, maybe
but
not
still,
even hardcore.
Fish Fridays has always been a thing.
Texter says I'm buying the Commanders and immediately changing the name back to the Redskins. Can we say that? Am I in trouble now for saying that? Oh no. Can't believe we said that. You can own any pro sports franchise. Which one do you own, and what is the first thing you do? It looks like a group is going to get that chance with the Washington football team for just a little over $6 billion. I like how it's reported at 6.05. Really, at that point, can't we just round off? When we're in the billions, can't we just round it off and say, yeah, it's six. Let's call it six. Make it look good. Give us some random Astros during the bottom of the hour break. It's Random Astro Friday. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. Help out our guy who needs lunch ideas for he and his wife. Three money sign level, whatever that means. 806-855-3712. Quick bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Pro.
Point nine.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
The interest is 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking until 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM. Hello to our friends in San Angelo on ESPN 960. We ask you today, you can own any professional sports franchise. Which one do you own? What is the first thing you do? The absolute first thing you do. The first edict that you issue. Your executive order. Hi, I'm the new owner, and this is what we're doing. Most Texan thing you have done this week. We find out that. Also, Tech in Oklahoma tonight. Rotation change. Molina going for the Red Raiders on the Friday night start for the first time this year. So, all that going on, plus random Astro Friday. Your favorite random Houston Astros from over the years, over the decades. Remember the Astros predate the Rangers. I used to get lectured about that all the time by old Astro fans. You know, if we were even like back in the old days on KFYO, when KFYO had the Rangers. KFYO was one of the original Ranger affiliates, by the way. And, you know, well, you know, KFYO used to have the Astros. Yeah, we're aware. Trust me, we're aware. This is also how I know that Rob Snyder's not listening right now, because I haven't received a string of text messages from Texan Bob.
He could give quite a few.
The texter was saying that the dollar signs are used to explain the reason why kids are left out, not the budget.
Oh.
So, okay, that almost makes it sound like they can't afford to feed the kids, and they're just going to eat themselves, doesn't it?
Or if you budget, let's say, $60 for a family of four,
right.
Now all of a sudden you can,
now you can take that yourself.
Yeah. If you have a set budget.
Mm-hmm. 806-855-3712. Random Astro says the texter, James Rodney Richard. Dude could straight out fire gas. Maybe the most intimidating 1-2 punch in the 70s, early 80s was Nolan Ryan and James Rodney Richard. The opposing teams would it was amazing, Rob. They would have what was called Astro Flu. And you would see hitters just, man, I got a hamstring. I'm out for 2 days. Who's pitching? Yeah. And then really, really sad story with Richards there in the 82, maybe. I want to say he was at the Astrodome working out, suffered a stroke, obviously never the same. And then his life really spiraled out of control. At one time, he was homeless. He was living under an overpass in Houston at some point later on in his life. But for a while there was probably no better like hard-throwing duo than you would have had with those two guys. Both over 100 miles an hour type guys. Legit over 100, not fast gun. I'm really beginning to question, by the way, some of the radar guns that we see around, and maybe they're legit, but around college particularly. And maybe we are really at this point where we do have this many guys throwing right. 98, 99, 100 in college. But I don't know. It just seems like there's
I've always felt the Coca-Cola sign was a little high.
Yeah.
Not five miles per hour. Maybe like a half. Half, one.
Here and there. I don't know. Maybe we're legitimately there. I don't know. But it just still, it seems like you got too many guys that are throwing that hard, and particularly in the college age group. Might be wrong. You're speaking of throwing hard, you getting Kumar Rocker up? I heard you discussing that on the Rob Bell
show. I'd love to, yeah.
I mean, why not? Just bring him up.
What does it hurt?
Start the clock. Who cares? He's going to be there anyway. You don't have to worry about the clock on that. And then you mentioned...
he's also already 23.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it if you draft a high school kid, you don't want to start his clock at 18.
Right.
He's 23.
Yeah.
You have to figure... If he's going to be a major leaguer, figure it out.
And if he's going to be a major leaguer, you know what he needs to face?
Major league hitting. And... How much better is he going to get?
Where he is. Yeah, doing what he's doing where he is.
Right.
Yeah. So, I'm with you. Bring him up.
This is like John Wayne throwing the kid in the water.
Yeah.
Well, you can't swim? Figure
it
out. Throw him in the water.
And then I'm different. Not different. Because you and I, we always agree. We found that out yesterday, right? You and I, total lockstep. I'm always in agreement. Leave Leiter down for a while to get him used to starting. And the rotation aspect, the pitching every few days. Let him continue to develop his rhythm, what works for him. Make sure you're good with what he needs to do in between starts. I know that sounds basic, but that is something that has to be learned for each individual pitcher because it's vastly different from college. It's vastly different from the way you pitch there. That is still a process that for Major League starting pitchers, that you need that rhythm, you need that routine completely figured out. And I certainly think this year it's okay to find out, can we stretch him out? You know, what are we looking at here? Is this an 80-pitch guy? Is he a 90-pitch guy? What do we got? That you can do at AA. That you can do in the minor leagues. Because it's hard to do it in the major leagues. You're going to have to take somebody out of the rotation. We're not quite there yet. Same texter, by the way, 806-855-3712. Buying the Rangers, and I'm trying to get Nolan Ryan back in the fold. It's been a you-know-what since he left for the Houston front office. Is he involved in either team right now? Is Nolan playing any active role with the Astros? I don't know. I don't think he is.
I thought he came back to the Rangers front office, but I don't. I think he just has an office. I don't think he's really doing anything
for either team right now. He should have an office for both teams. Always and forever, he should have an office.
Well, he left the Astros because he was upset they went away from his Ryan's. What is it? Reed Ryan.
Oh, the partnership that they had with the Round Rock Express.
Yeah, didn't.
Was that it?
I think so.
Maybe so. He should always have an office, either team, anytime he wants to go. See, if I were an owner of either team, I would make that happen. Texter says, the Colorado Rockies and fire everyone from scouts to the general manager while simultaneously putting out help wanted ads on Indeed. Indeed you do. Anyone has to be better. I have tried numerous times over the years, Rob, to make the Rockies kind of my secondary team. Maybe even a primary team. I love Coors Field is amazing. You've been there. We're both obviously in agreement on that because we agree on everything. That it is a beautiful. It would be a fun place to go a couple of times a summer just to go watch some baseball. It's not that much further than going to Arlington for around these parts. And I have tried. I mean, I've listened to the broadcast. I've really tried to get. And dang it, exactly what the texter is pointing at there. Part of the problem was I already had a really bad team to deal with in the Rangers. Why would I want to take on another one? The Rockies should be great. Every hitter should want to play there, right? Every hitter should want to play there, and now that they manipulate the baseballs, they've proven that you can pitch there at Coors Field.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. I'm with you, though, on the Rockies, though. Texter says, spent my eighth grade summer in Houston with my grandmother, who would literally drop me off at Astro World or Astros games was the guy's name, Cesar Calderon. There was Cesar Cedeno, I'm guessing, is probably who you're thinking of right there. Cesar Cedeno. Quality random Astro there. Now, there might have been, was there an Astro named Juan Calderon? Or am I completely putting...
Sounds like an Astro.
It sounds like an Astro. It sounds like a major league player. Maybe there was a Juan Calderon, but it was Cesar Cedeno. Julio Cruz, you know. Julio, won't you take me on a sea cruise? Good random Astros back in the day. Texter, would you think having Whataburger for lunch here in Tempe, Arizona, be considered a Texan thing? If so, I'd say that, talking about most Texan thing they've done. Yeah. 100%. I think anytime you're kind of repping Texas type stuff, even though it's owned by the people out of Chicago now, outside the normal footprint, you're doing a Texan thing. I think that counts. I waffle back and forth on Whataburger these days. Still love them, but they're frustrating me at some point. I guess it was going to happen. Another random Astro today. Off the text line, Jose Cruz. Not to mention all the other Cruises. Random Astros. Give us some of your... Charlie Kerfeld. Random Astro who also could, if we were doing random Texas-Louisiana League managers. I believe Charlie Kerfeld ended up as the manager of the Abilene Prairie Dogs at one time back in the day. He was a large individual, Charlie.
My random Astro is Marwin Gonzalez.
Marwin. Oh, man, you shot Marwin's face off.
I hate Marwin Gonzalez.
What you got against Marwin Gonzalez?
Yu Darvish had a no-hitter going, and Marwin Gonzalez basically bunted for a hit.
Was this like in 11 or 12,
yep.
Like one of the first years Darvish is up with the Rangers? It's in Houston.
Yeah.
Takes it to the ninth.
In the ninth inning.
I
believe there were two
game.
Outs.
Yeah, I remember that game. I don't remember who did it.
And he hit a dribbler in the infield for a hit.
Yeah, I remember Marwin. That game. I remember when the Rangers were trying to get Darvish, and I was talking to a baseball guy, good baseball guy, knowledgeable. I'm like, okay, you know, what makes this guy a little bit different? He said, well, he has 13 pitches.
Yeah, literally.
I'm like, pardon? He said, yeah, he's got 13 different pitches.
And he throws them all.
Yeah. And they're all explosive. And
yeah.
When I finally got to see him pitch, when I finally saw a video of him pitch, I'm like, and I was on the hype train, I'm like, this guy could end up being one of the greatest pitchers ever.
I drove to Midland to see start against the Rockhounds when he was rehabbing one time, just to see him pitch.
Yeah.
I think Mitch Moreland maybe was down at that point, too.
And you, man, hate to be the catcher.
Yeah. Don't get crossed up.
Yeah, you got to know exactly which slider this one's going to be.
Yeah, is it the slurve?
The old pitch
slider.
Com, yeah, pitch com right now would have been very handy.
How many buttons
then.
Do they need?
Too many.
For
He's got to wear two. He's got one on both arms. They've got to go to the drop down gears to make it work.
That was another thing this week against the Royals. Every reliever that came in had trouble with the pitch com.
Yeah.
So it'd be an extra, you know, minute and a half for them to go back to the dugout and get a different pitch com or. Figure out what was going with this. Oh, it just needs to be turned on. Okay. It was ridiculous.
Change the batteries.
There was one where the catcher went over with, I think it was when, who's the guy? The Yankees, the Cubs. And he went back to the Yankees.
Chapman.
Aroldis Chapman. He had to go back to the dugout. The catcher went over there. And it was all a ruse because the catcher just needed the pitch sheet. Because he came back out with a piece of paper. And was like, okay, was the pitch com not working or did you just need the piece
need
of paper?
To actually know yeah, so, what it was.
He didn't know what pitches that this guy threw to push the right buttons, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fastball or other fastball, buddy. Just
That's
call
what he does.
Just put your glove up.
Give him the location. You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Put one down, set up inside, set up outside. That's all you gotta do. We got to take the timeout. Last timeout, hour number one of two. question of the day. You can own any pro sports franchise. Which one do you own? What's the first thing you do? We also ask you today, give us random Astros, random Houston Astro. It's Random Astro Friday today. Most Texan thing you've done, we'd love to hear from you. We talked a lot in the first part of the show about the Red Raiders and the Sooners, rotation change for Texas Tech. And then if we're not getting to something you care about, hit us on the text line, 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Osberger's Action Update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA play-in action tonight. Chicago on the road at Miami. The Bulls at plus 180 on the money line. Miami favored by 5.5. The over-under is 208.5. The winner advances to face top seed Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference this Sunday. Chicago 3-0 against the Heat during the regular season. In the other game, the Thunder on the road at Minnesota. The T-Wolves are favored by 5.5. Oak City plus 190 on the money line. The over-under 228.5. The T-Wolves led the season series 3-1. Milwaukee remains the favorite to win the title this year, plus 275, Boston plus 350, Phoenix plus 480, Golden State plus 900. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you to 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios, then the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Got you in San Angelo on ESPN 960. It's Friday. You tell us the most Texan thing you've done this week. We got Tech baseball tonight against Oklahoma. And then you can, on the question of the day, own any pro sports franchise. Which one do you own? What is the first thing you do when you own said franchise? Also, Random Astro Friday. Give us a random Houston Astro today. 806-855-3712. Texas Tech's next national championship team in action today. The men's golf team is in Phoenix at the Thunderbird Collegiate, the old Papago Golf Course. You ever played the old Papago? Been on the old par 71, 75, 03-yard Papago?
Where is that?
Phoenix.
No.
No, you probably played a different one.
I've been to Phoenix.
Right.
I've not played golf in Phoenix.
The Red Raiders are now your sole leaders, minus 8 through holes 8 and 9. Arizona State a stroke behind. Notre Dame, minus 6. New Mexico, Arizona, SMU, Baylor, Oregon State, Utah, Oklahoma State, North Carolina, and Texas after that. This team's good. In case anyone, I mean, didn't know already. I'm not joking when I say Texas Tech's next national championship team. That could absolutely be in the offing this year. Random Astros texter, Art, holy crap, he's bald-headed Howe. And yes, he was. Art Howe was, I just remember as a kid thinking, how old is that guy? You know, he was jut-jawed first anyway. He looked like somebody who was playing like around 1910 that you would see those guys that were not like scarecrow thin, but, you know, kind of scrawny. Anyhow, then also they give us Jimmy, the toy cannon Wynn. Jimmy Wynn going back to the some of the early Astros days right there. Texter says, Robbie broke Darvish's broke up Darvish's perfect game, not just a no-hitter. Well, there's another reason to hate him.
You know, I called it a perfect game the other day, and somebody tried to correct me, so I thought I might have been wrong. But yeah. Thank you for reinforcing my memory.
Even more hatred. I'd forgotten the perfect game part. I remember the no-hitter.
Yeah, I almost said perfect game today, and then I was like, well, somebody said I was wrong the other day, so I shouldn't question myself. I'm always right, so I should just believe that.
The other thing I now remember about that, I did not allow myself to sit down.
Oh, I was so invested.
I was standing at some point, maybe like in the eighth, and the Rangers made a play or something to keep it alive.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I better keep standing up for this.
I was like, oh, it's Marwin. We're getting a perfect game. And then he dribbled one up the middle.
Texter, dear bro, how are you?
I'm fine.
I am fine, says the texter. I'd buy the Cleveland Guardians and bring back the Indians so you can add a Chief Wahoo hat to your Hat O' the Day rotation.
I could buy one without you doing that.
Yeah. Guardians. It's just such a weak.
I like it.
There's history. I
like the Guardians name.
Once I heard the history behind it a little bit. But if you don't know any history about it, it's like, oh, they stole an XFL name.
It's better than the Commanders.
It is 10 times better than the Commanders. The new ownership group should absolutely dump the Commanders name. It's not like they're wedded to it for years and years. Nobody liked it when it became the Commanders. There were several other, you know, names that were better. I can't decide. I can't remember which one I kind of liked there at the end. Was it the Red Wolves? There's one that was the Red Wolves. There was the Red Tails, which was an homage to a group of fighter pilots from World War II. Commanders. Do you think they'd have the guts to try to go back to Redskins? Would the NFL let them?
No. NFL made them change.
You know,
Why would they let them?
Yeah. Well, because you got new ownership. Maybe they just hated Daniel Snyder so much.
They could have done a lot of things if they hated Daniel Snyder. They didn't do it.
Do you think he's going to go once he's out? Do you think he will go nuclear like he said? I got dirt on everybody. I got dirt on those Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones will be like, what is there that nobody's heard? Really?
Yeah.
If you got something, Daniel, call me up. I'd like to meet a new family member. No, that's wrong. But you never know. 806-855-3712. Random Astro Friday. We ask you, you can own any professional sports franchise. Which one do you own? What is the first thing that you would want to do as said owner, you know, right now? All right. Texter Jeff in Houston, I need you guys to write me up a note to not go to noon meetings so I can listen to the entire show. Podcast. There you go. Just occasionally drop by and look for the podcast. You can catch all the second hours and the Rob Rose show. It's all waiting for you. Otherwise, I'd get a new job. Who has noon meetings?
On a Friday.
On a Friday. What kind of hellhole are you working at, Jeff?
What? It is Houston.
Down the hall and have a conversation.
And the whole time, this could have been an email.
Yeah.
This meeting could have been
an email. Friday noon meetings. Get a job. It's a big city. 806-855-3712. Top of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
A lot of you like us, more of you don't. But you know what? We don't care.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Our number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. Amazingly so. Can't believe it continues. We turn morning into afternoon with you wonderful folks here in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen in on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. Not sure how it happens, how it continues to happen. It just seems improbable that no streak lasts forever, they say. So we'll just see how long this thing can go. Ride her till she bucks us, one might say. Random Astro Friday. Give us some random Houston Astros today. Most Texan thing you've done this week, what is that? Tech baseball playing at OU. We got the rotation change up for Texas Tech with Molina going tonight. Parrish scheduled tomorrow, TBA on Sunday. Question of the day, with the Commanders looking like they're going to move for about $6.05 billion, finally get rid of the scourge that is Daniel Snyder. If you owned any pro sports franchise, which one would you own, and what is the first thing you would do? Your first edict, your first message, what would you do? 806-855-3712. He is Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show on Twitter, a third of the Gambling Gauchos, host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 every Monday through Friday here on Talk 103.9. I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. Come back in the evenings around 6:30-ish with the daily broadcast. We'll have a couple of Diamond Talks with you this weekend after Texas Tech baseball. So check out everything we do at the website, theraiderland.com. So all that going on today. It was announced late yesterday, Rob. I don't think we even mentioned this in the first hour, that Texas Tech getting a new lighting system for Jones Stadium. And not just the big old lights that light up the field. No, this is one of them crazy Musco systems where it flashes, and it's like a 1989 really good industrial dance club.
What's crazy is they're going to retrofit the existing structure with LEDs. And yes, they can be programmed to flash red and white and whatever else you want to flash them at. So it's going to be really cool in night games. If you score a touchdown, they'll probably do something crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-game as well.
It's going to go nuts.
Centennial champion was already skittish. Don't know how he is going to perform. She? He? Don't know how the horse will perform.
I think it was E.
With the lights. But I will say this. Very excited for it. The baseball stadium, Dan Law Field, has the same lights.
Right.
They don't use them. They took a really cool picture with them, with Dan Law Field shining red. They don't use them. You have a night game on Friday. Use them. I don't know why they don't.
Home run.
I mean, I guess I understand why they don't, but.
I mean, there's several college stadiums around the country. I think Tennessee, I believe, has that system. And, I mean, when they take one out of the park night game, that place just goes crazy.
Yeah. So I would love that.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. That's neat that they're going to do that. Also getting a new playing surface, I believe.
Yeah, that being said, we'll see if they use it. Because it's on campus, but they're not really using it at Dan Law. The same playing surface as the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Rams. So high tech.
Yeah, good stuff. Not like the old AstroTurf back in the day. Speaking of random Astros, not like that. But yeah, hey, anything that the people like, it'll be a cool experience. I hope they do it. Maybe bring back the old Electric Horseman show for the going band. For those of a certain age, you may remember that.
Yeah, very turn cool. off lights. Allegedly, Ryan.
Allegedly,
they, and this is from Don Williams' article, the legendary Don Williams. Texas Tech has said that they position the lights to where it is easier for players to track the ball while the lights are on. So I guess maybe it's a higher angle for light, so you're not looking into the light.
Yeah.
Maybe the LED has a wider spray pattern. You're not directly going. Maybe it's across the field instead of down the field.
Maybe.
So there you go.
I vaguely remember early on at the United Supermarkets Arena that they had to reposition a couple because if you were down, like, let's say you were
trying to shoot a corner three or something.
It was that area. It's kind of that area. It was the baseline up about maybe mid lane, just outside the paint on either side, that there was one array of lights that I think they had to reposition because you could easily look up and just you're blinded. I mean, all you saw was the lighting was so much better than the old Coliseum. Ask any photographer or whoever who made the transition shooting games at the Coliseum than shooting games at United Supermarkets. But yeah, I've heard that before, that sometimes they have to reconfigure to do it. Texters are on the text line. It's Random Astro Friday. And then you can own any sports franchise. Which one do you own? What's the first thing you would do? 806-855-3712. Texter, I'd buy the Cowboys and fire Jerry the owner and Jerry the GM. Well, you wouldn't even have to fire him because now if you own him.
Yeah, Jerry would be gone.
He's gone. I mean, you just saved yourself the problem right there. You can come up with something else to do. He ain't going to be there. Texter, I downloaded the app on a junker phone with Wi-Fi. Now I got y'all on all day at work. All I will say to that is it's about time. You know? What took you so long? Hope you enjoy it, and I know you will. 806-855-3712. Texter, most Texan thing I did this week, I killed a rattlesnake. First of the year. Yay. Was a big one. Skinned it and sending the skin to get tanned and make a thong out of it. All right. Summer's here, Boomhauer. You ever killed a snake?
No. We used to have snakes.
But I have.
Yeah, pets.
As a pet, okay.
Little bull snakes. We'd play with them. We'd put little Barbie clothes on them.
What?
And then one time,
hold
me and
on,
my
just
sister.
Kinda, just kind of went right past sister, the part about dressing up the snakes.
Yeah, a little shirt, Ken shirt or whatever, making a little like going on a safari. Anyways, me and my sister playing with the snake one time. And we've got, you know, we're sitting on the floor and our feet are together, so it's like creates a little diamond for the snake to roam around in.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking for something, maybe a new shirt to put on the snake. We look back down between our legs. It's gone. Never found it.
Ever.
So either that snake left or just hid from us. was traumatized.
Was it dressed at the time?
No, I think we were in between putting
that
a new hat
been,
on
you
it
know,
or something.
Because somebody would have been like, I found a snake. Yeah. Wearing a safari shirt.
Well, it couldn't have got too far if it was wearing a shirt, I don't think.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, a little bull snake. And then it just was gone. Never found it. Never found the remains or...
Nothing. It was just...
A shed. I don't know if it got into a wall or... yeah. Because we moved soon after and...
No reports of anybody saying, did you guys leave behind a snake with a shirt?
No, huh?
Did you dress up a lot of animals growing up, or was it just primarily the snake?
Primarily the snake. My sister was so small when she was born, my mom would dress her up in, like, Cabbage Patch clothes.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Maybe that's what it stemmed from.
Yeah, something. Never replaced the snake. Once the snake was gone, like, it had such a big role in your heart that you couldn't, it was irreplaceable?
No. What the deal was, I think my mom, she's a teacher. Or was a teacher at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She had him in her classroom.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It was probably home for the summer or something.
Oh, yeah.
She also had a ferret in her class for a while. And the ferret was hiding in the couch one day, and a large student sat on the couch.
And the ferret was no more?
Tough day at the office there for the
sad way to go.
I bet that kid felt bad.
Was the ferret by any chance named Frank?
Babyface.
Babyface.
Yeah.
But you never dressed the ferret up.
I didn't really get in with the ferret. Not a big ferret guy.
We didn't have any crazy stuff like that. We had some rabbits.
In fourth grade, we had rats.
My mom killed one of our rabbits.
On purpose?
No, not really. Just thought it'd be nice to get it out.
Easter dinner?
Get a little sun one day and cook that son of a gun right up, I think.
Rabbits are very fragile.
They are. You wouldn't think. But they can be. And then we had some more after that. But they all did what, you know, lived out a normal rabbit life. It was really, at that point, the rabbits were there to poop so we could grow worms for fishing.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it was very, you know, turn of the century type living off the land type stuff. Everything had a purpose. 806-855-3712 will get you in on the text line today. You can own any professional sports franchise. Which one would you own, and what would be the first thing you would do if you owned said team? We also obviously find out the most Texan thing you have done this week. And then it is Random Astro Friday. Continue to send us random Houston Astros. We had a ton of random Rangers last week. And this is reinforcing to me that Rob Snyder not listening to the show today. But a ton of random Rangers telling me that, you know, our audience is not really well-versed in random Astros. That just the random Astro hasn't really been a part of your life over the years. I can understand that. It happens. They're way down there in Houston. Sometimes it's hard to think of a random Astro. If you want to visit with us about Texas Tech baseball, we can do that. When we come back here in a minute, I do have some more thoughts on the Colorado meeting, non-meeting, coming up on Monday with their Board of Regents and what may not be going on. And I guess, have we even talked about that Fisher's going to stay at Tech and play basketball? I didn't even know that wasn't official until it was apparently Twitter official yesterday. So, there you go.
Fisher?
What did I say?
You said Fisher.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Okay. Wait, no.
Pop Isaacs?
Isaacs, I'm sorry.
Pop.
Yeah, Pop Isaac. Sorry, not Fisher. Breaking news. Yeah, I did. I don't know.
Well, he never entered the portal, but I think everyone needs confirmation. I think that's just fans being
I guess so.
Jumpy.
You just feel like you got to make it.
Because people keep tweeting at Tyson, Jalen Tyson, are you staying? It's like, well, he's not in the portal.
Yeah.
He's staying.
He ain't leaving. 806-855-3712. Get those random Astros during the timeout. And we got you till 1 o'clock today. It's a beautiful Friday. Going to have fun till 1 o'clock. Then it's the Rob Bro Show. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got it. 1220, you got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. After that, it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. You text in 806-855-3712 every Friday. You tell us the most Texan thing you have done. You also today give us random Houston Astro players, random Astro Friday this week. And finally, Texas Tech baseball tonight, Oklahoma, your thoughts on that. If you're fired up about what they're going to do at Jones Stadium with the lights, that's cool. Actually, I think it's really cool. And then some Pac-12 as it burns thoughts today. Colorado Regents meeting on Monday. Legal matters, athletics. Something about legal and athletics. Or illegal athletics. Who knows? 806-855-3712. Texters are on the text line. Hi, you're correct. Thank you. Tennessee and most of the SEC schools have a similar lighting system. I guess I forgot that Texas Tech had that over at the law. Or even the ability to do it.
Because they never used it. They sent like one video, like, welcome to the new law. And then never a single time ever turned it back on.
They had it in place last year, didn't they?
I think so, yeah. I think that was before last season that they put out that photo or video, whatever it was.
I wonder if maybe if it just doesn't work right. I hate to say it that way.
Or Tim Tadlock's like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, that it's...
We're not turning those dumb lights
on. Dumb lights on and off.
But, like, during the...
Playing on the strip in Vegas.
You could do it while you're announcing the team, while they're running out there.
Yeah.
I guess maybe not now, because it doesn't get dark soon enough, but...
Yeah, that is kind of...
You can see it. You can see it at 6:30.
Texter says, my ferret... Cassie was one of the best dogs I ever owned.
Ferrets are strange creatures.
Never been around a ferret much.
Do you know they can fit where their nose fits?
And like a cat can go anywhere the whiskers extend.
Yeah.
The width of the whiskers.
It's like if a ferret can get his nose under a door. The ferret can get under the door, yeah.
Kind of like a collapsible...
It's amazing.
Endoskeleton or something?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I wouldn't trust that animal.
So if you had the ferret out, you had to put the pillow in front of the door. See, we learned
from the
snake.
Oh, that was the rule.
Yeah, we learned from the snake that you couldn't let the ferret get away.
No.
And if someone's just tuning in, I'm not even going to explain it.
Texter, can't forget Jose Lima with the Caso Olay commercials and Juan D. Rodriguez as a random Astro.
Caso Olay.
Hey.
Fresh today.
How can we not have a Caso Olay in this town? Again, what do we do wrong? Why are we getting punished? But yeah, Pop Fisher. Was Fisher Roy Hobbs' coach? New York Knights, 1938. Yeah, I think that's right. I'm just combining all of the Texas Tech basketball players into one now. Isaac Fisher Jennings. Nothing new, by the way, on the McCaslin front as far as any sort of assistance that we have been privy to being added. Hopefully we can get that done by the end of the Rob Bro Show today and end that long national nightmare. 806-855-3712. Okay, the tweet that rocked the Pac-12 the other day, MHVera3, talking about the Colorado Board of Regents could vote as early as Monday on... going to the Big 12, some such thing like that. That was when the AD, George Scott, reacted and said, that tweet is completely false. And he's probably right, because the Board of Regents, they don't have the latitude to do what was being said in the tweet. Now, since then, the MHVeer account, three, do you still have that easily accessible on how the tweet was reworded?
I could go back to his page.
Yeah, see if we can find that real quickly. That according to his source, he deleted the original tweet that the AD responded to. He was asked to reword it in a manner that was more reflective of what could be happening here, which more or less is the idea that they would take the temperature of the regents on Monday, see where they stand with the possible idea of leaving the Pac-12 for the Big 12.
This is one of my favorite tweets of all time. So this is from MHVeer, who got caught by the AD saying he was wrong, so he deleted the tweet.
Right.
Never delete tweets, by the way.
Yeah, everybody's got them.
It weakens the MHVeer brand if he's deleting tweets when he's wrong.
100%.
Not that he really has a brand, but he's got 18,000 followers, so somebody thinks he's doing something. Reposting this again at the request of my source with alternate phrasing. This guy should be
alternate phrasing. This is good.
Colorado board will meet Monday to informally poll where votes would lie for leaving the pack. Formal vote would publicly follow as early as next week. So they're not voting. They're informally polling.
Right.
To see where one might vote.
If you go back, this is pretty much what UCLA did with their meetings leading up to the official vote to accept the invitation from the Big Ten. Now, I fully think that that's probably what's happening right here, that the Board of Regents is doing their due diligence. They'll sit down. They'll find out the legalities. What can we do? How can we do it? What would we need to do? Do we even want to do it? That you have that discussion. Now, I disagree with those who say that the real vote could come as early as sometime next week. I don't see that. But I still ask myself a couple of questions regarding Colorado on this. Why would this be happening right now? Why would the meeting be on this Monday? And the two things that I think are overriding, if you're Colorado, one, it's becoming apparent to everybody not named Canzano that there's no media deal. Not only there's no bad deal, there's no media deal. That George Klyakov has zip zero, nothing to present them. That if that be the case here in mid-April, he's not going to have anything 2 weeks from now. He's not going to have anything a month from now. That doesn't exist, and that Colorado is waking up to that, accepting that, and is establishing the timeline to deal with that. Now, the other thing that I fully believe this could be the overriding concern if you're Colorado, they can get squeezed out. That Brett Yormark doesn't have to have Colorado, that there are probably some more attractive teams. And that if I'm Colorado, I would be operating under the assumption I'd rather be first than last. I'd rather because if they move, if they accept first, Yormark, I believe, will absolutely take them. 100%, that you're not going to say no. Why do you do that? Because you're destabilizing the pack. You're getting what you want. You're getting what you want the minute any team jumps. Other than like an Oregon State. Oregon State could call up Brett Yormark every time, 10-2-4. And Yormark is going to be like, no, it's okay. We're good. But if you're Colorado, you do run the risk of, if the Big 12 really only wants, let's say, just two schools west and will hold up two spots for the east, you could absolutely be left out. That I think they figure if they can beat Arizona to the pay window, that they could potentially edge out a Utah or an Arizona State if it be playing out that way. So that's why I look at the timeline and go, okay, I get the timeline here for Colorado. Arizona doesn't have to operate the same way. Arizona basically has a standing invitation no matter what. They're fine. They don't have to be in a hurry. And Brett Yormark knows he doesn't have to be in a hurry regarding Arizona. Brett Yormark doesn't have to do anything. The ultimate position of power right now is the Big 12 looking at the Pac-12 teams. We got a deal. We got a good deal. We don't have to have any of you. Perfect scenario. But I do think that Colorado is probably trying to become, if this happens, the first one to move. Not the third, not the fourth. We'll see. Makes it interesting. It would be really nice if they could wrap this up by the end of the month, Rob. I would really appreciate that. If they could wrap this up by, say, 2 o'clock on the 28th.
Yeah, we're going to have a May 2nd huge Pac-12 announcement.
Big news dump. Count on it.
We're going to get all the staff completed on May 2nd.
Yep.
For the basketball team.
All right, bottom of the hour break. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. 12:35, you got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Got you till 1 on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Then it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. Question of the day, you can own any professional sports franchise. Which one would you own? What would be the first thing you would do as an owner for the said franchise? The Commanders looking like they're going to be sold for $6.05 billion. Yeah, Dan Snyder and his wife walking away with a little bit of a chunk of change. Most Texan thing you have done this week, what would that be? And then Tech in Oklahoma coming up tonight. Molina getting the ball on a Friday night, first time this year that he moves into that role. So we'll see how it progresses and plays out. We'll have a couple of Diamond Talks for you this weekend after the games Saturday and Sunday. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media, and then the website, theraiderland.com. He is the aforementioned Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos and king of hat of the day. Did we mention it's the Sod Poodles? What is that, like Hispanic Heritage Night, or it's one of those special nights? It's a cool hat. I dig it.
Yeah, the pointy boots.
Yeah, it works for me. It's Random Astro Friday. Give us a random Astro. Last week we had Random Rangers on a Friday. Today it is Random Astros. Think of random guys like like Bob Nepper, Juan Augusto, or the man who was involved in the trade to get you Jeff Bagwell, Larry Anderson, Red Sox. Good move, Red Sox. Giving away the farm for Larry Anderson at the time. Texter says that All Saints' new stadium has the SEC lights too, or LED lights. Really cool when they score. I'm assuming that's is that the football stadium or the baseball stadium? I'm not sure which. Maybe even the basketball. I don't know. Have to clarify on that. We're talking about the new lighting system that's going to be put in there at Jones Stadium earlier today, and discussions on that. And hey, why not? I mean, if you can afford it, if you got it, do it. Utilize it. Make it cool. People will like it. It's the fun thing to do right now. Just give me a little bit more going, band. That's all I ask. You know. I've given up, Rob, on the old, I'll never get rid of the canned music, I know. I'll never get rid of the over-the-top productions in some forms or fashion, although maybe Tim Tadlock did. I get it, just, you know, a little more band, a little more collegiate feel, at the risk of sounding incredibly Big Ten and old Pac-12 type people. Just give me a little of that, and, you know, not every second has to be taken up by a promotion. Not every second. Sometimes Raider power is exactly what you need. Let the cheerleaders cheer. It's a novel idea. Let them actually lead cheers. 806-855-3712 for you to visit with us today on the text line. I'm also kind of curious now. Back in the first hour, we had the texter who was desperate for lunch ideas. I hate it when they leave us hanging.
Yeah, where'd they go?
And we don't know, and maybe they are at lunch, but they could have texted in, right? Okay, we ended up here. We decided to go here. Now it's just this unfulfilled story that we just don't know what happens. That we assume everything went okay. We assume that they made it to lunch without their kids, who they're obviously not feeding. Well, that's the way it came across to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it really did. not feeding them today. We're using this money on us. I don't know. Maybe they'll send us a picture. Maybe they'll update before we get out of here today. But yeah, would it kill them when we start the story to help us finish the story and do that? I don't know. Back to Texas Tech baseball just a little bit. So it's Molina going today, Trenton Parrish after that, and then who knows? You're going to see a ton of left-handed pitching from Oklahoma. And the starter from the starters, you may see three depending on what they end up doing tomorrow. And I'm looking at the projected starting lineup, and I don't know that we can read too much into this, right? That what we're seeing on the press release, the media release that comes out the day before, I don't think it's going to end up looking like this. Although it very well could be Hudson White back behind the plate, Vuletic there and right. Coleman is your DH listed on this one. Green back out at second base. Bazell sitting at third. Hester and then Harrelson in center. I don't know. And Lopez at short. We'll see. I think it's going to end up looking a whole lot more like it did there on Tuesday at Stanford for Texas Tech in that victory. There was one other series note. Okay, let's see if I can find it. Home versus away. We were talking about this. This is your second road series in the Big 12. Obviously, you got swept at Texas. Two close games. One of them not quite close, but two close games. Here is the differentiation between Texas Tech home and road this year. Home 21-4. Road and neutral 2-7. Team batting average at home 343. Road average 259. On-base percentage at home, 453. On the road, 372. ERA at home, 418. ERA on the road, 5.36. Opposing batting average at home, this is kind of interesting, 258. The road average, 247. What have you been doing on the road? You've been walking a ton of people. You've been issuing a lot of free passes, and you've given up some home runs. But that's about as big a discrepancy as I can remember in a long time for a Texas Tech team, home and road. Now, you've typically had really good home numbers, but most of the time it would translate, and you might be down a little bit on the road, but nothing as glaring as what we're seeing this year. And I don't know, Rob, the easy thing would be to ascribe it to the youth of this team, maybe? That the young players, the first-year players, the whatever, maybe they're just that much more comfortable at Danlaw Field. I don't know. To me, that's the easy way out.
Yeah.
I don't have a good, clear answer. All I know is that can't continue. Obviously, if you're going to have any sort of chance of doing the type of things that you like to see this team do. So, again, you've hit the back lower part of the Big 12 schedule, theoretically. This is where you should, if you're a Texas Tech and you're a 2-3 seed and you're going to go do all those things, you need to look like it this weekend. I'm doing everything but say you need to sweep, Rob.
Yeah.
Because I'm always, particularly on the road, reticent to say that unless literally the only way you can either like win the Big 12 or make the tournament or whatever is to actually sweep. I'm reticent to say that, but I'm about as close as I've been in the last several years of saying this is a team that needs to sweep Oklahoma on the road. This team right now needs to do it. Don't know if they can. Don't know if they will. Boy, I do think, though, I thought I got a message from Tim Tadlock early in the week about how important those Stanford games were by some pitching decisions and how they utilize people. And I kind of get the same feeling. I'm getting the same kind of message about how important this series is with Molina getting the ball tonight. You can't win all three if you don't win the first one.
I think it's not a need to sweep. You need to sweep some series, whatever it is. Probably the two at home would be needs. But this is a want to sweep, I'm sure, for the team. They know it. And this is a would do a lot of good kind of sweep. You'd feel a lot better. The longer you wait to get a sweep, the more you need it.
Right.
But if you can get a sweep this weekend, you really set yourself up much better the rest of the season.
And it also sends a message to the teams you're going to play the rest of the way in the Big 12 that, hey, maybe Texas Tech isn't as gettable as we think. I'm telling you, the teams remaining on the schedule are looking at Texas Tech and go, hey, we can beat these people. This isn't the Texas Tech of 21, of 19, of, you know, that we can beat these people. You can send a message a little bit. You get your own confidence going, but you also want people to start believing in the laundry again a little bit. The Texas Tech has been that team. The Texas Tech has walked out on the field since 2016. I don't include the 14 run. That was a really cool run. That was a really cool thing that occurred there at the end of the year. It was magical. It was special. And then they couldn't duplicate it in 15. They missed the tournament. So I really kind of begin, and I don't dismiss 14. Don't get me wrong on that. But the identity of the Tim Tadlock teams really, to me, is 16 going forward. And for several years after that, certainly by about 18, 19, teams saw the Red Raider jersey, and they were down a run. Teams saw Texas Tech, and they were mentally down a run. God, we got to beat a CWS team. This team doesn't have that. But they could get some of that back with a sweep. Here you go. This is interesting off the text line, Rob. I may need more information on this. Texter says, I'll be at the Calf Rise game tomorrow. They are called that for a couple of months instead of the Sod Poodles. Am I missing something up there?
For what?
They say they'll be at the Calf Fries game tomorrow. They're called that for a couple of months instead of the Sod Poodles.
A couple of months? I knew they were doing it. Do you remember were we talking about the green chili burger?
Yeah, we're talking about that.
Same kind of thing. They're going to be, I guess they're doing food items for a while.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe they're battling world hunger. But yeah, the Sod Poodles also have a Calf Fry alternate. It's a hilarious logo.
I can only imagine. But for a couple of months, surely it's just a night.
Or a weekend, yeah.
Maybe. Maybe so. More information, please. Texter says, nobody wants Colorado in the Big 12. You are once again, Hyatt, CU is not attractive and aren't even close to the SEC caliber team, to an SEC caliber team. The Big 12 needs to look at the Root Hogs in Missouri. CU will be an afterthought when Coach Prime takes another job in 2 years.
SEC guy.
Got to be. Yeah. I would buy the Texans, says a texter. Change the name to Oilers, buy the rights to the team history, put a bronze statue of Bum and Earl in the stadium entrance. Love you, Blue. I'm with you on that. And I mean, that should just, I don't know. That should happen. That should have happened that when the Texans came into the league, that you'd already gone, you know, the Tennessee Oilers had already become the Tennessee Titans, that change had already taken place, that at a certain point there ought to be nickname integrity, history of a team staying within the city if there's a team. I get the franchise. I understand that completely. But not that Bud Adams ever gave a whit about the city of Houston or the Oilers or anything really in its existence. So why would he have changed then? But yeah. The Indianapolis Colts aren't the Baltimore Colts. Johnny Unitas never played in Indianapolis. The Baltimore Ravens aren't the Baltimore Colts, although they could have been if they'd worked something out. The expansion Browns are not the old Browns. You'd think like something like this could be easy in the world of sports, but of course not. It can't be easy. We couldn't get rid of Daniel Snyder for 5-6 years. When everybody wanted him gone. Final segment of the day is coming up, 806-855-3712. You can own any pro sports franchise. Which do you own? What's the first thing you do? Give us the most Texan thing you've done this week. And random Astros. It's Random Astro Friday. Give us random Houston Astros from days gone by. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. We'll finish up strong for the week. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, final segment of the week. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Rob Bro Show comes your way from 1 to 2 right here in the Arctic Air Studios on Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. So you can continue texting in. 806-855-3712. Random Astro Friday. Give us Random Astros. You can own any sports franchise like the Commanders for $6.05 billion. Which one? What's the first thing you do? And, of course, it's the most Texan thing you've done this week every Friday. 806-855-3712. Hey, Rob, you know what's coming up? Have you checked your calendar?
What is that, Hyatt?
That'd be Admin Day.
Admin Day. What is that?
Not admin, but Administrator Day. I think it's masquerading as Bosses Day.
Oh.
What should we do for our bosses?
Should we get flowers for them from United Supermarkets?
Do they have flowers at United Supermarkets?
I think you can get a large arrangement for your boss coming up at United Supermarkets.
Could we call ahead maybe and have those ready to go?
I think you could, yeah.
My question is, how many people do we have to buy flowers for around here?
Lots of bosses in corporate America.
Everybody walking by seems to be a boss. I might be able to afford like one. What do we get, Lance?
I think Lance likes flowers.
Yeah.
At United Supermarkets.
At United Supermarkets. Flowers for Lance. Flowers for your boss. You know what your boss wants? He wants people to show up and go to work. If you bring flowers, do you have to work that day? You should be able to get out of work.
Maybe that's the thing, yeah.
I got you flowers. I got to go now. Texters on the text line. I can feel it in my bones. This is going to be a good weekend. Rangers take the series. Tech sweeps. Colorado panics. And makes the informal vote Monday. What is it? Perez versus Garcia, I believe, tonight. Rangers and Astros. Texas, and I also own the Dallas Mavericks. Get rid of the green uniforms, make their reinstatement punishable by death, and hire a coach who knows how to run a program. That and hire a passable marketing department. Are the Mavericks bad in the marketing? I don't know. I don't pay attention enough. I'm not for sure. Texter on the calf fries for the sod poodles. Eh, first six games, 2 months, same thing.
Fair.
Send a logo, the calf fries logo. Let's see if I can enlarge that so I can actually see it. Oh, it's off the Facebook page. Anyhow, yeah, the calf fries.
Could you see the cap there?
No, it's just the. I assume that may be what's on the cap. It didn't show the cap.
Okay.
Good logo. Do we really have problems, though, with marketing for the Mavericks? I don't know. Maybe we do.
If you don't know, then yes.
That's probably the answer.
Right. If you haven't seen good marketing, then...
Texters on Random Astros. Craig Reynolds, Charlie Kerfield, Felipe Alou. Random Astro Friday. You got a Random Astro, bring it to us. We'd love to hear about your Random Astro. Here you go. I'm going to give you a name... All right, you tell me if it's an Astro or not.
Okay.
Rocky Childress.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, he was. 1988 roster. Pitcher, 6'2", Rocky Childress. I don't remember much about him. We're looking at the 88 roster.
The one frustrating thing, back to the calf fries, the hats are burnt orange.
Eww, what were they thinking?
But I'm going to text you this hat. It's a calf... In a pan.
In a pin?
Pan.
A pan. Oh, that's totally different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're frying a calf.
Ooh.
Yeah. If it wasn't burnt orange, I would buy this hat.
Yeah, man, if you could get that. I'm looking at the hat you just sent me, and it is a calf sitting down in a pan. And it almost looks like maybe like frying Bevo's, so maybe you could take it the other way.
I guess, yeah.
You could get the hat, and then you could add your own, like, double T.
You could wear that hat to a game.
Right.
Yeah, maybe put like, a white double T on there.
Put a white double T or Reckham on there or something like that. You know? Huh. Yeah, Peter going to love that hat.
We'll need to tell him.
Peter going to love that hat. Why did it have to be burnt orange?
I don't know.
It's just wrong. Textures. One texture saying, I believe it's Administrative Assistance Day, not Bosses Day. I don't know. We only get what we read. I only see what I see. You know?
Yeah, it just says Admin Day. Yeah. So you could also buy flowers for your secretary at United.
Everybody's getting flowers.
That's the beauty about United Supermarkets and their floral department. You can buy a large arrangement for anyone in your life.
For any occasion.
At United Supermarkets.
It happens to be late April. I brought you some flowers from United. The Rob Bro Show is looming. Locks of the week. And what you got for that? 806-855-3712. No broadcast tonight. I will be on KFYO from 5 to 7 tonight, filling in for Chad Hasty on the appropriately named Chad Hasty Show. So if anybody wants to dip in and hang out with us tonight from 5 to 7, KFYO, 95.1 FM, News Talk 790. No Diamond Talk tonight. We'll have Diamond Talk tomorrow or in Sunday. Follow us on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see everybody Monday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.